very best, like no one ever was before. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide, each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. I came in like a Pokeball, all I wanted was to catch them all. And I don't have the rest of this. Hey guys, it's a Left 4 Dead podcast. Somewhere around here.
I did not know this was happening. Wait, are you playing another thing?
Nah, playing the thing. I'm not sure what's in.
Okay, now you can hold your breath because we're coming to your town. Never see the sun because we're rolling it down. This is our town to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil because we give me a light. Hold your breath because we're coming to your town. Never see the sun because we're rolling it down.
Hey guys, it's the Left 4 Dead podcast. What's up?
Hey, hello.
What's happening, guys?
Not much. I'm a bit under the weather today, but I'm here.
Well, that's good.
Doing all right myself.
It's kind of one of those days where everyone's all over Skype, like that time that we had that massive snowstorm. So, yeah, so that's the end of the podcast.
All right, bye, guys.
Yeah. April Fool's.
See you later.
it's one of those weeks that we said we'd never do again, where we're going to have no real news whatsoever, and we're just going to talk about all of the pranks that happened all over the fucking internet. Because we don't know what was real and what was fake.
Basically.
Yeah. I think last year we promised that we would never do this again, that we're just going to take this week off. And April Fools!
Suckers.
You got gat.
All right. Let's see what we have. Topic. Were there any good April Fool's jokes this year? Just the besides the one that got me for a little bit.
I thought the Tommy Oliver is returning to Power Rangers next year one was all right.
All right.
Can't remember they called it like Pokemon Dino something. Not Thunder. It was supposed to be some dinosaur-themed show next year, and he was going to be the Sixth Ranger, the Silver Ranger.
Okay.
It's good because it's actually, like, plausible, because he's still, you know, like, at the same time, his promo recently went up, where he's in the current season guest-starring as the Green Ranger. And he's planning to do a superpower beatdown as the Green Ranger versus Spider-Man, and he just recently did the White Ranger playing himself versus Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. So it's actually feasible because he still does this stuff. So yeah. I was like, I actually had to look into it for a second, but I realized like the source, I was like, if this was true and released, it would have come from his Facebook, which I actually do follow.
Okay.
So he didn't say a word about it, so I was pretty sure it wasn't legit.
Everyone had to do the obligatory Half-Life 3 has been announced.
I don't believe Half-Life 3 announcements when they're not on April 1st.
because three people died on April 1st, which, you know, confirms Half-Life 3.
Yep. At this point, I'm going to start doing L4D3 confirmed jokes. Come on, Valve. I know you're building your new console and everything, but...
Are they
make a game?
Are they building a new console?
Well, the Steam Box.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I forgot.
I forgot that there's actually a Steam box with crappy looking controllers.
It's slightly less crappy now.
Because they're big buttons now instead of just a touchpad?
I did not see the controller.
The original controller just had two big mouse trackpads. It looked like you were about to play some hardcore Dragon's Lair in the arcades.
Okay.
Think of Optimus Prime's chest plate, I guess, with the windows. But the windows are buttons.
Okay. I got the gist of it.
Yeah. And then there was the one that almost got me, the Titanfall one. Let's go back to Optimus Prime for a second. Because, the IGN saying that Titanfall was going to release a DLC where you got to play inside an Optimus Prime Titan. Which would have been awesome.
Would have changed into a truck and everything?
Yeah, he would have changed to a truck, and then you could have gone inside as robot form. And they showed you how it would have looked and everything, and it was so well done. I think it's the best prank they've ever pulled, besides maybe the Legend of Zelda movie prank.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my thoughts on the subject. Nick, did you see any good pranks?
No, not really. What's that echo?
That's probably from the from the speaker that I have, so I can hear you guys.
Sounds like a wild alien is next to you or something.
No, that's just you.
All right, cool.
All right, so yeah, let's get into the next segment, because we're actually kind of doing segments. But Mitch isn't here yet, so I feel bad.
I'll go back to
doing his segment. John's not here, so he can't do it. Yeah. So,
like we haven't gone out of order before.
That's very true. So long and thanks for all the fish, I guess, is the next one then, huh?
Oh, wow, that's a big leap.
Not a really big leap. It's the next one after playing favorites. Where were you being sarcastic? And I'm just an idiot.
Yeah, I thought you called.
Oh, okay.
That.
Well, you know, every week we like to say goodbye to some people who have passed, and this week is no really. Oh, what the hell just happened? Let's try this again. Every week we like to say goodbye to some people who have passed, who have led storied careers, and say goodbye one last time. This is So Long, and thanks for all the fish. So, this week, that was weird.
Kinda exactly, weird. That's what I've been hearing this whole time.
I don't know what that is. No clue whatsoever.
I keep hearing like I'm in some movie and some wild alien is just like outside my window or something.
It's Optimus Primal outside your window.
I'll tell him I'm with the Decepticons, goddammit.
I will. Yep. So, this week there was a legend that probably Ryan and I know of. That's about it. The creator of the Batman 66, or Batman, the original series with Adam West, I guess you'd call it. His name was Lorenzo Semple. And he basically was the guy that created everything that we remember about Batman. Well, at least the Adam West version. You know, the holy jokes that Robin would say, the bam, pow, the fact that I'm plagiarizing all of this from Hollywood Babylon from last week. Everything. But, so that's about it. So, for So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. But yeah, he lived to be 91. So
big bucket of win.
Yeah, something like that.
Big cauldron of win, as Kevin would say.
Yes.
I would be so lucky.
Right?
I know, 91, geez.
Life is finite, people. Just remember, hug your kids, hug your wife.
No, you're supposed to hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
And other things you may hold dearly.
Penis?
I guess you got the gist of it.
Okay. It's not just what I got the gist of. I guess we move on to Movie-Rama. Mind you, it's April 1st, so don't take any of this seriously. Michael Bay might be going back to the drawing board when it comes to the CGI Turtles. Probably not, though. We're going to throw up some pictures that Ryan found of... what would happen if Michelangelo looked a little bit more turtle-ish and a little bit less Goomba-ish?
That's the Super Mario Brothers Goombas for those at home. From the movie.
From the movie, not... or Shrek-ish, if you want to go that route.
Right.
They don't look like turtles at all. They kind of just look like ogres. And ogres are like onions. They have layers.
I love it.
All right, so this was another one. I'm not sure if it's true, but Kevin Costner wants to do four different westerns in 4 years. You know, because he has one good movie in the past 20 years. So he wants to do four westerns, and he wants money to do four westerns. Let me reiterate.
Please give him that money.
Kevin Costner.
He asks.
Let's be honest. Kevin Costner will probably make one good movie out of the four. Because that's his track record.
But that movie will be really good.
Yeah, it'll be worth it.
And then he'll make...
We don't have to see the other three.
Because the other three will be like Waterworld.
Oh, that was just on TV the other day. Holy shit.
Was it?
Dry land is not a myth.
Nah.
Waterworld is not just a something that didn't age well. It wasn't born well.
Waterworld is so bad it makes the postman look good.
Yeah. Wow, you just dropped the mic.
Makes me feel like I can make a movie.
Right? Please, somebody give me $300 million.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can make something better than that.
Definitely.
You give me $300 million, and I will make you a heartfelt Sundance-esque film that you can throw out there big budget. Like, seriously. I will make Seeking a Friend for the End of the World only the good version.
I thought it was okay.
It was okay, but it was so freaking predictable and so didn't make any sense.
Like most movies?
I went all the way to England and then came back in 3 hours. And when I say came back... I came all the way back for the 6-hour drive that was to get back to where we started. Moving on. So, Mel Gibson has signed on to do a Taken-style thriller called Bloodfather.
Called Tooken.
Yeah.
Tooken.
It's called... Taken by the Jews. It's the story of his money.
Taken for the gold.
Yeah.
Tanaka.
But, yeah, so he wants to do this because apparently he thinks that being a big dick is sufficient enough for playing the same role of a guy that has a huge dick.
It's like, that's not quite how that worked, buddy.
Yeah.
breaking news, Mitch will not be joining us.
He won't?
Aw.
Yeah, he's going to take a nap before he goes to work.
Okay. This is work, damn it.
Power nap. The one that gets him moolah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Fair enough. All right, so speaking of dicks, not Mitch being a dick, but just speaking of dicks from the story before, because that's how I wrote this, and I wasn't expecting to... Never mind. All right, so...
Oh, we
that was my
help
own.
But wonder...
That was my own DBs.
How big of a dick is Mel Gibson?
Yeah. But Magic Mike XXL is coming. Who's ready for that?
Woo!
Yeah.
Hey, ladies.
Yep. Well, if you want to get rid of your spouses and don't want to hear them talk, that's where you send them.
Yep, because that's what we all need. We need another stripper movie.
No, what we need...
What the world needs now is love.
It's Ted 2.
Sweet love. Ted, the bear? Ted or me, like a second me?
The bear.
Oh, okay. I could be
kind of... We don't need... Why would we need another you?
You're irreplaceable, Ted.
Okay.
Of course he meant the bear.
I'm not sure if we're, like, stroking my ego or trying to kill it viciously.
Don't ask questions, Ted.
I feel like one of you is the angel and one of you is the devil on my shoulder right now.
I don't know which one you listen to, but flip a coin.
Alright, so, did I mention that The Incredibles 2 will be coming out?
I think you did.
It's been announced?
Yes. We talked about that last week, I believe.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
Well, they've announced one recurring character, Frozone. We don't know if anybody else is coming back.
The pictures seem to indicate... I assume the characters are coming back. Beautiful thing about animation, they don't have to be the same actors necessarily.
Yeah.
Although people will be thrown off by a different voice.
A little bit, yeah.
If you are familiar with it in the first place, but if you see it for the first time, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time for that sort of thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Understood.
Yeah, well, you know. Who can, you know, who can really do Samuel L. Jackson?
Who could?
Yeah, who could do Samuel L. Jackson's voice? Let's be honest.
Well, they have Frozone back, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need Craig T. Nelson. At all.
Yeah. After that comment he made that Jon Stewart kind of made fun of, I think he's too stupid to be in movies anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the one, right?
No, I don't know.
The one where he was like, I've been on welfare and food stamps, did anybody help me out? No. While complaining about, like, portions of his taxes going to pay for programs such as welfare and food stamps.
That's the joke.
Okay,
no, that wasn't a joke. That was him being serious.
No, that was Jon Stewart's joke.
Yeah. Jon Stewart calls that type of person denizens of Bullshit Mountain.
Yeah.
No one's entitled to a handout except for when it's me, then I definitely deserve the handout.
That's so true. Unless I'm getting a handout, nobody else deserves one. That's the Republican way.
Yeah, well, that was Craig T. Nelson was on Glenn Beck's show talking about how our taxes shouldn't be paying for entitlement programs, and to illustrate that point, he references when he was on entitlement programs. It's just like,
you mean when
willfully ignorant.
That's,
you mean
like
when the show.
Not to get too political, but that's like when that guy did 2016 Obama's America, and he was just like, my life was completely like President Obama's, and that's why he's going to be a terrorist.
Like, what?
Are you a terrorist? No. Then, what? Head explodes.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So, let's see. And in other news, there was no real other news at all.
Quiet, PlayStation.
Okay. Down, boy!
The PlayStation hungers.
Yes. It hungers for gameplay. Or roleplay.
What?
goodness, keep up.
I'll be a paladin. You be a sexy wench.
Moving on. You ruined it.
It's my sex box, and her name is Sony.
Okay, that was better.
All right.
You are allowed.
Let's get into DVD releases. Anchorman 2.
The Dividends.
47 Ronin. The Whoa. Bagman. I'm not sure what the Bagman is.
I don't either.
No one knows what it's like to watch the Bagman.
Shall I get a trailer?
Yeah, go ahead. Get a trailer.
Bagman. Bagman.
You get a trailer and I'll just,
Bagman 2014.
No one knows what it's like to be the Bagman. To be the sad man. Living on the streets. No.
Hey, is this available on YouTube? What?
Probably.
Oh, I'm assuming Nymphomaniac came out?
Yeah, Nymphomaniac came out like 2 weeks
because
ago.
Because Facebook keeps wanting me to buy it. And I'm like, hey Facebook, what are you trying to say?
I love how Nymphomaniac had to change its logo because they're just like, parentheses put together look like a vagina.
True story?
True story. Because for the O in Nymphomaniac, all that was two parentheses.
Wow.
Was this movie even, like, in the theaters?
I have no idea.
Alright.
So,
damn it. Eh, forget it.
And then, okay. So, in the box office, there's Captain America 2. Coming out.
Yeah.
I really want to see that.
I'm going to see that tomorrow in the IMAX.
The IMAX? I love the IMAX.
IMAX.
I love the IMAX.
I don't like the IMAX prices.
No. What?
But I love the screen and the audio.
You pay what you get. You pay for what you get, I guess.
That you do. Ryan, I do have one thing to say. I mean, yeah, I know you like the IMAX, but you don't like the prices. I have to say, let it go. Let it go. This is just a very musical episode.
Can't afford this anymore.
Let it go. Let it go.
I didn't know I was going to be a part of a musical today.
Yeah, why not?
My bank account is sore.
I don't care what they want me to pay. I'll just
the
go
show
on.
Must go on. I just might not be there anyway.
It's streaming online for free today. I don't condone watching movies online for free, even if that's, you know, the way people saw Frozen that I know.
It wasn't one of me. It wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about.
So yeah, Captain America is the only movie that comes out in the box office this week.
That's it?
That's pretty much it.
Alright. That's it for the dividends.
So, yeah, Ryan, you want to take video games, or do you guys want to go into playing favorites?
I guess playing favorites, because I don't have the docket open.
Okay. So, should I do this live, then?
I feel kind of like in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah.
When they were talking to Jason Biggs, and it's like, wait, fuck you, there is a script for this?
So, I think I should do it live, then. So,
Yes.
Oh, that's why. I'm sitting here going, why isn't the guitar going the right way? Hold up. Sorry for people's ears.
I shall return in 1 second.
All right, do that. I will play this in. What's your favorite song? What's your favorite show? What's your favorite movie? Well, Mitch is not here, but we want to know. What's your favorite video game when you were six? This is Playing Favorites. This is Playing Favorites. So, it was a favorite prank, April Fool's Day prank you've ever seen online.
Ever, huh?
Yeah. So, like, mine would be the Legend of Zelda one that they had. What was it, 2007, 2008? Legend of Zelda movie trailer. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah,
one of the
best
done fake trailers ever. Though Hulu tried to do that this year. They tried to do fake trailers for new shows.
Like what?
Like, there's one about Sergeant Jeffords from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It was like the Chief or something like that. And they just cut together different things from Brooklyn Nine-Nine and said that they were making a show out of it.
Nice.
And it was just like, but it was all this dramatic music behind everything.
As opposed to Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, which is, you know, comedy all the time, every day.
All day, every day.
Yep. So, that was kind of funny. I don't know if you count that as funny.
I'm back, ladies and gentlemen.
So, Nick, favorite prank, like, online prank that you've seen?
Let's see. there was one where they, there was this one where they had a, God damn, that echo is bothering me. But they had a bottle of, it's supposed to be like a drink, but like they had a ton of cinnamon in it. But the guy didn't realize it until he like actually started drinking or pouring it down his throat, and then he coughed up a ton of cinnamon.
Okay.
I haven't watched that many on the internet, so.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything.
Because, like, I haven't actually been online. Like, most of the ones that I probably would remember were, like, on Tosh.0 or something like that.
Yeah. Netflix had a good one last year where they were just, like, movies with great shots of feet or things like that. You know how they have, like, movies with gore or whatever or psychological thrillers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It'd be, like, you know, fetus amputee movies and things like, and just weird shit like that. Nude nun movies, because that was actually on Netflix, was nude nuns with huge guns.
True story. On Netflix. How nude were they?
Skinamax nude. So you didn't really see anything because it was all with a soft filter? So.
Or there was a close-up of a guy who took a shot of, like, and they slowly brought the camera out, and he paused it, and he asked what this is. People were, like, putting dumb stuff like asshole and all this other stuff. And then when they actually pulled the camera further away, it was a picture of a someone who had cancer and they throw a nano hole in it.
Oh. Ryan, you pull up your docket yet? Rye?
Maybe.
You trying to get into the video games?
Yeah. I guess I have to read the releases.
You are just in the middle of Titanfall, aren't you?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Alright, so new gaming releases. Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate for non-portable systems. Goat Simulator for Windows. That sounds exciting.
Goat Simulator.
Mercenary Kings for the PS4.
Goat Simulator, the only place where it's good to be bad.
Oh my god.
You are.
What is Mercenary Kings?
I do not know.
Is this a reason to own a PS4 type of game, or is it like a PSN game?
Mercenary Kings?
Yeah. I have to be fair, remember, I don't know if anyone saw, but I got lectured on my Facebook because I posted a joke about Titanfall and I wasn't being appropriately fair to Sony. Because Infamous doesn't have a PC port, therefore the stupid joke picture didn't count.
Wait, seriously? Somebody yelled at you about that?
You didn't see my friend Nick and I. We tend to go at it. He's passionately pro PS4, we'll say. Or Sony in general.
I saw the pic. It was hilarious.
I posted a picture that it's a graphics comparison. Graphics comparison of Titanfall Xbox One versus PS4, and it had a screenshot on the Xbox One side and a blank screen on the PS4 side, poking fun at it not being on Sony.
Yeah.
And and then one of my friends, another very passionate Sony guy, came in and said, made a reference to Infamous, which I thought was the perfect comeback, as in both systems have their exclusives and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
This game is definitely not a buy a PS4 to have game. It's like, looks like a funny version of Contra or something. I don't know what to think of this.
Okay.
Okie dokie then.
Weird. If you look at it on it's not like a high graphic game. It looks like you're just playing it at an arcade type game.
All right, gotcha. So probably, yeah. Is it PSN release, probably?
Kind of like Metal Slug, yeah.
No, nothing necessarily wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's wrong.
If it was multiplayer, I'd probably check it out.
Yeah,
I was still...
Nothing wrong with it. It's just not a reason to own a PS4.
Right. If you have a PS4, check out Mercenary Kings. Could be fun.
Yeah.
Definitely. It looks like they got split screen. That's definitely multiplayer. So I would definitely try this out.
Still we'll have to ask.
Like it would be fun.
Ask Mitch to check it out or something.
If he wasn't on his power nap.
All right, then we have MLB 14, the show. We care about that.
Is that the one where you gotta like own the team or something? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Check it out, wait.
I just hear the heated battle going on right now on Ryan's side.
You hear nothing.
What are you playing right now?
Titanfall.
He's playing Titanfall.
Of course.
I have to...
Well, I'm actually trying to rank up, so I decided to learn how to do that, and I think playing hardpoint and not worrying about victory so much as guarding your one hardpoint is probably, like, best option.
Uh-huh.
Ryan, I'm a novice to that game. What does that mean?
Do you play Call of Duty?
Yes.
Domination, where you have to, like, capture the points.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. Alright.
In this case, as you hold the points, and on the one hand, since that kind of sets you up for camping, if you can get a good vantage point, you're going to draw people to you for kills who don't necessarily know you're there, at least the first time they come in. And so you'll get points that way. And second, the longer you hold a point, like that you're in there, you actually get guard points for holding it. So you're going like plus 25 every few seconds.
All right.
So if you can sit there and just kind of secure a point, your personal score will go up. So since I'm kind of lone wolfing it a little bit, just trying to get my score up to level 50 so I can prestige, and I'm at like level 45 now.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah. Where were we then? On releases. MLB 14 The Show for PS3 and PS Vita?
Yeah, we just did that.
Okay.
Oh, well, now they know twice as much.
Yep.
They do. I wonder why that's not on, like, PS4, for example. PS4 has to wait for MLB 15, I guess? Next year?
I mean, the next season's already starting, so that could be it.
I'm just surprised they didn't, like, do what all the other games of that stripe did and just kind of, like, give them a higher-res texture pack and throw out a version on PS4.
Yeah, that probably would have been the thing to do.
Maybe it would have cost too much development. I don't know how those games sell. Anyway, Don Bradman Cricket 14 for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Woo!
Oh, boy. I'm surprised to learn that there are actually apparently 13 other Don Bradman Cricket games.
Or to go back to what you said earlier, I think they could be waiting for the 2K series, because the 2K series does better than most any other actual sport games.
Okay.
But, I'm surprised to find out there are 13 of this game as well.
Unless they're just throwing that on there for the year. Implying a legacy when really it's just the year.
Yeah, that could be it, too.
Shady bastards. Elder Scrolls Online is out for Windows and Mac. Console versions are, I want to say June.
That's when they're, okay.
For PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah, that's what Mitch said.
Freaking PC owners. I did play the beta briefly.
How was that?
It was okay, but my computer didn't really like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like, my computer does Skyrim on, like, minimum settings, and it's pretty good because minimum settings modern PC is actually about equal to a 360.
Okay.
But doing that while persistently online in an MMO kind of world, you know, it's not like WoW where the entire engine is kind of crap because it's, like, over a decade old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not crapping on WoW. I'm just saying, like, that's an old engine that they haven't rebuilt a whole lot.
Okay.
So your computer can probably run WoW. This is built to look like Skyrim, but play like WoW. You know what I mean?
Okay. Got it.
So it was a bit too much, and I kept having glitches. Plus, it was the beta. So I just figure it'll be stable on the console. That's, you know, that's a closed ecosystem. So yeah. I'll get it for Xbox.
Right.
Try it out for a month. If I like it, maybe I'll buy a subscription for another couple months. I'm not going to be one of those people like 5 years from now, I'm still paying them their subscription fee.
Okay.
So now that brings us into the gaming corner, and I got none.
Not even going to talk about the Amazon Fire set-top box?
That's a television thing.
Yeah, but no, you'll be able to play some games on it, too.
Yeah, your Kindle Store games, which is like a shitty version of the Android Google Play Store.
Yeah.
I mean, I guarantee you'll be able to play Final Fantasy III DS port mobile version and, like, Spelunky.
Spelunky?
If you're super lucky, Robot Unicorn Attack. There was that new footage for Mario Kart 8 that looked really pretty.
Yes, it did.
Ooh.
We should put that... But yeah.
Yeah, we should.
And then they told us that there was going to be fucking Optimus Prime inside Titanfall.
That was some bullshit.
I'm still pissed off about that. Leave me alone. I shouldn't be, but I am.
There was a pretty picture of Bowser trying to dive onto a Pikachu and Pikachu thundering him.
Really? Oh, that was the other...
At this point now, I'm just perusing the internet.
That was the other joke that they had, was Nestor from frickin' Nintendo Power was going to be part of Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah. That actually, I think, would be kind of cool. Because I miss Nintendo Power.
You are the only one.
No, I'm not. That was a good magazine.
The magazine that cost Hunty, like, $60-something. Because they had the help section that you could call for video games.
Listen, Hunty's parents not policing her phone activities in the 80s does not mean the magazine was terrible.
Dude, that went all the way up until almost the 2000s.
Well, if you didn't know that calling helplines on your phone was going to come with charges, I don't know what to tell you.
Shame on you.
I'm not referring to shady business practices of the phone situation. I actually racked up a similar charge one time, but it wasn't Nintendo Power. It was porn. And I had to get a job over it.
Over it.
Because it was you know, they connected to my modem. I was just browsing the chat room. All these pop-ups came up. I must have clicked something I didn't see. And next thing you know, I had to get my first job.
First job.
Seriously?
Yeah, because my mom was like, I'll be damned if I'm paying that $200. She was like, you're 16 now. Put in some applications.
You gotta get better screening.
Uh-huh. Well, this was back in the dial-up modem days, and I had CompuServe, and it was like you clicked the wrong thing, and your screen was eaten by pop-ups.
Got it. Yeah.
CompuServe, wow.
Remember back then, like nowadays they need to trick you into putting in your credit card, but back then, since you were on your phone modem, if they could patch into your phone modem,
yeah,
they would just put it on your phone bill, like put some call out to like Venezuela or something.
Yep.
It was those Wild West days.
Yeah, it was. Not much you can do back then.
And of course, I was a 16-year-old boy who just got his first computer, so the first thing I was like, unrestricted titties!
Weren't we all at age 16?
Yeah. Remember the thrill of sneaking into the back of, like, a Tommy K's? I had the benefit of being, like, really tall, so if I found, like, somebody who worked there who didn't check IDs necessarily, I could just stride back there like, yeah, what's up?
Oh, the perks of being...
Then turning 18, you actually walk back there, uncontested, and you find out it's really not that exciting.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And by the way, Ryan, this LMG that you were talking about, you were right. It's awesome.
You say as I got killed trying to use it.
It just takes out motherfuckers. Alright, so wait, is that it? Is that the end of the show?
Dude, go on like Kotaku, Giant Bomb, most of the news articles are like hypothetical.
Yeah, I know.
Look at this BioShock HD fan art, you know, look at these screen caps of beautiful vistas done for wallpapers. Here, there is one thing about, I guess they're making Halo kind of low budget movies.
Yeah.
It's like similar movies. To Forward Unto Dawn.
Yeah.
But I think I don't know if it's related, but people used to talk about how they were thinking of doing like subscription-based Xbox wanted to do like subscription-based content for its video service, so I wonder if that's related.
Possibly.
Because they used to talk about they were going to do that, and then they said that it would probably be Halo to start with, so it's probably the same thing.
Probably. That wasn't there supposed to be a Halo series?
Now there will be.
Steven Spielberg was talking about.
Yeah.
And I lost by 1 point. Okay. So there's really, let's see. Let's talk a little bit about the turnbuckle, because
the
WrestleMania is Sunday. Or as John would say, WrestleMania, brother.
He might actually convince me to watch it.
If he buys,
are you normally opposed to watching it?
I don't really watch wrestling anymore, so.
Oh, okay.
I guess it is since it's WrestleMania, and that's like the biggest event for it. I might watch it.
I kind of wonder if John actually purchased. If John purchased.
I was more of a Royal Rumble guy back in the day.
Definitely.
I wonder if John purchased the WWE Network yet.
I think he did that already.
He did?
I think so.
Maybe a little SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Do they still have SummerSlam?
No, they don't. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, I feel like an old man. I miss the WWF.
Yeah.
Fuck you, World Wildlife Federation.
Get the F back in.
Yeah.
I remember when that was the actual thing. Was just like, get the F out.
Yeah. It turned into entertainment, all right.
Yeah. Well, it was always entertainment, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah. But now it's more PG entertainment.
Yeah, Ted, this shit's working. I've got almost 800 points, and the team is leading. I'm holding this one hard point.
That's usually what I do when we're winning, is I just hold a hard point.
That is what she said.
Yep. Yes, it is. Hey, Nick, do we have any tales from the East? Anything?
Honestly, there hasn't been any news or anything coming out as of right now. Still, what the heck is this? Sorry, some report just came up about something, but it's not related to Tales of the East.
Did I recommend All You Need Is Kill?
I do not think so.
There's manga. Well, it's a Japanese light novel called All You Need Is Kill, and it's actually been, taken off. It's got two adaptations going.
Okay.
The first, which you most likely have heard of, is
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yep, Tom Cruise movie. Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
Where they're fighting aliens, and every time they die, time loops, and they kind of go back to the beginning.
And he's the only one that knows.
Are you him and about the girl?
You just described Looper.
No. It's Groundhog Day.
No.
It's Groundhog Day with mechs. And aliens.
Mechs and aliens. Yeah, they have these powered suits. Dude. They fight in these battles. And when they die, they loop back.
Yeah, you just described Looper.
No.
Not Looper as in going back in time just as time travel.
Okay.
But more
more like Groundhog Day, where
like a time, yeah, Groundhog Day. It's like a time loop. It's like the same day or beginning of the same battle.
Okay, got it.
Like Source Code.
Okay.
That's a good example.
That's actually a good example. Yeah.
And the other thing though too is they're running in Shonen Jump, so I've been following it. All You Need Is Kill, the manga. So I didn't even realize that movie was. It was an anime, or was Japanese in origin, until I'm reading this manga in Shonen Jump because I subscribe to the weekly on my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading this thing called All You Need Is Kill, and they're in these. It's a little bit more Japanese with the battle armor design, and like the girl, Emily Blunt's character Rita, has like this huge ass battle axe because Japan, you know.
Yeah,
because
of Japan, yeah.
And so it's definitely a bit more, anime in that regard. But the basic plot of, he gets killed, and he's like, then he wakes up again. And then there's Rita Vitasky, the strongest soldier, and then she's, noticing him. And I'm like, wait, this feels like the trailer for that Tom Cruise movie I saw. So I went to the wiki, and I'm like, oh, they're on the same thing. Okay. But I'm really digging the manga, and I'm actually kind of excited to check out the movie. Only weird thing is I don't know if the book, states an age for the main character. But it's kind of weird because he definitely seems kind of like your anime hero age, like maybe 20. And in the movie, he's Tom Cruise.
Could you message me the name?
Did I?
Or I don't. Could you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other one I've been reading is Ajin, A-J-I-N, which I guess means subhuman or demi-human in Japanese.
I think it's demi-human, but go on.
And that's one about, speaking of people who aren't dying, that's one about a subset of humans that are discovered that literally can't die. Like, they have their first death and they get up again, kind of like Highlander.
Okay.
And the governments view them as being, subhuman.
Subhuman.
So they have no rights. They're usually tortured.
Oh.
And this main character, after like having a class learning about them, I had a little reflux there. Oh, yeah. He gets hit by a car, and like it's a really bad like get ripped open type of accident. And then he gets back up, and his body starts to form again, and like right in public, and everyone's like, his own mother's like, I didn't know that demon was living with me. Like, it's really fucked up.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And but it goes from like that sort of, you know, what rights do you have kind of situation.
That sounds like Korean writing.
Well, it starts to go into some conspiracy too, where he meets a couple other Ajin who are like fighting back against the government. One who had been tortured and was rescued, but they're kind of super shady to him too. Like I think they don't care about humans at all. So like he showed concern for his sister, and they kind of wrote him off.
Yeah.
And set him up to be tortured by the government, and you find out that they have these things called the Black Ghosts, and they can generate them and kind of operate remotely in, like, really kind of creepy manner.
Alright. That was interesting.
Sort of like...
It caught my attention.
It's kind of like some JoJo's Bizarre Adventure shit.
Well, JoJo's a bit more wacky.
Yeah.
All right. Is there silence?
I think that's it, right?
Is that it?
I think that might be it, guys.
That was quick.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, not a lot. Actually.
Now we can get back to playing video games. Like
on Steam, Ace Combat Assault Horizon Enhanced Edition is on sale for $7.49. Thanks, email. Nice.
Yay.
Oh, we also have the.
It was okay. My only problem with that game was, as an old school Ace Combat fan, I think they tried to turn Ace Combat into Call of Duty somehow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a little weird. But, you know, as an action game, it's not bad. And it does have, you know, some Ace Combat feel to it, in that you're in an airplane most of the time. There are a lot of chopper gunner levels, a la Call of Duty, that I thought were out of place for Ace Combat, but. It's not a bad game in and of itself, so $7 is
not
a bad price for that.
All right, so I guess that's about it, and we'll see you guys next time. Or you'll listen to us next time, or whatever that is.
Yeah, we'll like have content next time.
Yeah, hopefully.
We'll have content. Yeah, listen.
Yeah,
listen in.
Yeah, and like always, if you guys have any questions or comments, you can call us at 203-747-TED5 or email us at l4tpodcast@gmail.com. Any questions whatsoever. So, you know, we will answer any questions live. If you call us, we'll even, you know, put your voice on. And I did promise last week that we'd have some pictures, and we're not going to have pictures just yet. Hopefully I'll get them Sunday from Anime Boston.
Oh, okay.
We also, we've been pressuring somebody that we know that's going to PAX East to get us pictures and all sorts of stuff. I would put his email on so all of our listeners could pressure him too, but I don't know his email off the top of my head. So, so hopefully we'll get some PAX East stuff coming up. We'll have some more content that's not all April Fool's jokes and Ted singing horribly to the songs he just made up.
If we didn't have any lag, I would participate a bit more in the singing.
Yeah. We're just going to have to, like, have a road show or something like that.
Right.
One day.
Go out on the road.
Yep.
Road trip.
Something like that.
I'm in.
Alright, cool. Alright, guys. Peace out.
Take it
later.
Later.
You just listened to a Hyrule Works Network podcast. Don't you feel good about yourself now? No? Oh, sorry.